down to 13 seconds to go. This crowd will erupt if they can just hang on here for 10 more seconds and get a well-deserved round of applause for not giving in. Are up. Uh-oh, puck in front of the net. Oh, they didn't get a shot away. Dostal knocked it away, and the game's over. The game is over, and the Ducks win over Winnipeg. 3-2, a come-from-behind effort. And this one is one for the books.
What a thriller. Troy Terry's your hero of the night. He seals it late. Wow, this is one of the more fun games in the last stretch here, Steve. What a performance by your Anaheim Ducks.
And it was Dostal's stop on Vilardi, who had the game's last shot there, coming in by himself, that knocked the puck free. The team will surround the center ice circle and listen to this crowd as they applaud this effort by the hardworking Anaheim Ducks. And they've earned this one. 2 points, 3-2 final. And this is one we can enjoy for a couple of days.
Well, the Anaheim Ducks are gonna have more success more than often when the Toronto Strome and Terry line is scoring goals, and that's exactly what they did, combining for three goals. Frank Petrano with two, Troy Terry with one. That's exactly what they need to do night in, night out, in order to have success like they did against a, once again, Central Division leading Winnipeg Jets team. That feels good to say, right? Getting 2 points over this squad, wow.
Dostal and Gudas just exchanged some pleasantries there going into the Ducks hallway to the locker room. And you know what? This is one we might remember for a long, long time. This is a very good Winnipeg team. Ducks did some good things and are rewarded for that. They hung in there, and as much adversity as we've seen throughout the season and in points of this game, they overcame it, stuck with the plan, and got rewarded with the 2 points.
Well, it's all part of having that killer instinct, that killer mentality. No matter if you're up, leading this game, or trailing like the Anaheim Ducks did tonight, and really trailed for the last two games there late. They come back in both, and just feels so much better, Steve, when you're winning these hockey games.
Just got a final question for you before you join Alexis Downey in the booth next to us. What can this do for the hockey club moving forward now, this kind of victory?
Well, got a hunch that this Ducks team feel they should be on a three-game win streak with how close things were in Toronto, right? So that was a heartbreaker. They played so well, but that was really the beginning of solid play. So going back to that really brutal Ottawa Senators loss, got this Ducks team in check here, and I just thought they've been really good ever since, and it was tough not getting the 2 points there in Toronto. They played well, and they deserve to, but this back-to-back wins, it does a ton, because guess what? You know how you need to play against a maybe mid-level to maybe a lower competitive Columbus Blue Jackets team. You got to be ready for those, and a close OT win for that one. And then this one very much could have gone to OT as well. So it just goes to show that they got to fight till the very end. They were hungry. They played simple all game long, and it proved effective with this huge win.
All right. I will see you on Friday. You're going to spend some time with Alexis Downey in the post game show, and that should be a fun one to listen to. Boy, oh boy. Boy. Gonna take a while to get through this. I'll be up for the next 3 or 4 hours. Frank Vetrano being interviewed by the TV crew. He had a big night, and we want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast here this evening and turn it over to Alexis Downey with Emerson Edom on the postgame show on your way home. And we hope you join us for the game on Friday against the Colorado Avalanche. 7 o'clock game time, 6:30 pregame show here on Duck Stream. So for everybody, again, the final. You like to repeat these scores and the finish of the game. The Ducks, 3. And the team from Winnipeg, the Jets, 2. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for all the post-game coverage. It's headed your way in just a moment on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her Sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The scrape of blades. The clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duckstream. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is live on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey on TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks took down the top team in the NHL tonight. The final 3-2 at Honda Center, a win over the Winnipeg Jets. It came down to the end, but the Ducks got it done. Alongside Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. We are so excited to bring you this postgame show. The Ducks came out hot in this game. Winnipeg found a way to fight back a little bit in the third period. But Anaheim hung on and got the win.
Yeah, and I just thought that the game plan was simple. It was hit the red, get it in early on. They created some quality opportunities, but you thought, oh boy, it's going to be one of those nights where just goals were hard to come by. And they were until it proved the right time, the most important time. That's late in the game, and they have it yet another come-from-behind win. Both come in late in the games, the past two games, and I tell you what a fun game to watch. It was back and forth, nonstop action, AD, and I had a time here tonight watching this one.
Honda Center had a time, too. It was loud in here tonight, as it should have been for this Ducks win. A huge win for this team coming at a good time right before the holidays. Let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. Eric Comrie in the net for Winnipeg had to come up big late in that period as Troy Terry dangled his way in.
Ducks trying to grab a lead here. Great play in front of the net. A backhand shot. Oh, and the goaltender somehow stopped it.
Troy Terry there going through a number of defensemen, but Comrie coming up and making that save.
Look, Troy Terry was all over the ice, and he was back to just skating so well throughout the neutral zone, taking that puck and going. I tell you what, it's Terry and Lacombe, as we mentioned, taking that puck and going. Leo Carlson was back at it, right? You saw some spurts of good jump there, in particular in the neutral zone, making some nice plays. And, yeah, great entries overall. And, like I said, better overall game plan. Better on the entries this Ducks team was, I think, lines one through four.
We moved into the second period. It was scoreless after the one. The Ducks out shooting the Jets 12-4 after that first period. Second period, it was only fitting that Anaheim got on the board first, and it was Frank Vetrano redirecting Radko Gudas's shot up top. 4:45, excuse me, into that second period.
Flip for Terry in front, a shot loose there, whacked up by Lacombe, but he couldn't get a good shot away from in tight.
What an opportunity. Lacombe was out there.
What a goal from Frank Vetrano. And I think one of the things that stuck out about that is, did you see how excited he was after that? And you just love to see that. It seemed like, you know, some of his goals recently, you didn't see that excitement from him. But that one, oh, that felt good.
That's when you know you're playing well, or just, you know, in his skates, of course. When you see that giant smile, to answer your point there, it's just that's when you know things are flowing and he's playing well. He knows it. And look, one of my Honda keys of the game is just this Ducks team needs a score in every which way imaginable. And look, one of those key pieces of their game in scoring was getting to the gritty areas, right? And he was right there. Troy Terry on that last goal, right? Coughs a puck over. It's a 50-50 battle blown by the Winnipeg Jets, and look, he capitalized on it. That's another in tight goal. And of course you have one deep there from Frankie V, but look, the goals were scored in many different areas, so it's good to see.
One of your other Honda keys to the game was to stay out of the penalty box. Unfortunately, the Ducks did take some penalties in this one, and Winnipeg was able to capitalize on that in the second period. Gabriel Vilardi, only 9 seconds into that power play, a wide open net, 10:23 into the second period.
Scheifele against Fabry on the draw. Scheifele, boy, a solid player, has been throughout his career. Perfetti now centers. They score! Ehlers, a feed in front of the net. Wide open. Gabriel Vilardi put it by Lukasz Dostal, and the Jets come back to tie it up 1-1 at 9:36 to play in the middle period.
And it seemed like with Vilardi getting that goal, Winnipeg was able to gain a little bit of momentum there in the second period after that one.
You could see why their power plays so good.
Yeah.
Right? Just a greasy one in front there. And that's how successful power plays score, is just getting to the net, feeding shots through, and put them home.
After two periods of play, it was a tie game, 1-1. We moved into the third. Winnipeg, another goal. This time, Mark Scheifele, a one-timer off a nice pass from Kyle Connor.
Kyle Connor moving in, a drive, they score! Mark Scheifele, the perfect pass from his teammate on the other side of the rink, and he just loaded up a one-time drive, which beat Dostal to his right. Clean shot, just couldn't stop it, and Winnipeg has a 2-1 lead.
Former Youngstown Phantom, Kyle Connor there. I mean, there's a reason he has so many points on his season. His awareness on the ice to find Scheifele there, just a little bit of patience to look for that pass.
I did not know he was a former Youngstown Phantom there. And he played at the development program, too, no? Or is he straight from?
No, he did both.
Okay.
He did both,
yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. Count on you to you know, get the info I didn't know I needed. So, no, that was good. And, look, just what a pull-up play. What a pass. It was a longer pass. And just how quick did Scheifele get that one off?
Yeah.
I mean, just a pinpoint shot, upper short side there. It's just, it doesn't get much cleaner than that. That entry, that finish, it's that was fun to watch, unfortunately, against our Anaheim Ducks.
And at that point, that was the first time the Ducks were down in this game. They started their comeback. It was Frank Vetrano, his second goal of the game, 15-14, late into the third period.
So, most people have stayed around for this. Been a pretty entertaining hockey game. Ducks have worked hard. Gudas, Lacombe, then a shot, score! My, oh my, get the draw. Out high. Shot put towards the net by Frank Vetrano. And it beats Eric Comrie. And folks, this game's tied at 2-2.
My goodness, what a goal from Frank Vetrano. That tight lane kind of ping-ponged its way to the net. It looked like it went off Nemestikov. I saw it go off him, and wow, what a goal.
They don't ask how, right?
No.
You just got to toss at the net, and good things happen. And that's exactly what we saw on that one. Caught everyone, I think, by surprise there. But once again, big smile after the goal. Another sigh of relief as Frank Vetrano, just those goals keep flowing from.
Mm-hmm. Tie game at that point. The Ducks weren't done. Troy Terry gets the game-winning goal. It was a Winnipeg turnover in their own zone. Just 25 seconds left, and Terry buries it.
2-2 score. Down to 40 seconds to go in regulation time. Are we looking at OT? Maybe. We shall see. Crowd really into it here. This place will go nuts if the Ducks can get a goal here. Half a minute to play. Regulation time. Winnipeg turned it over. Here's a shot. Score! The Ducks take the lead with 24.2 seconds left. And this crowd is going crazy. Troy Terry has just given the Ducks a 3-2 lead. Into this crowd.
I loved that call from Steve. I mean, the crowd, the call, it was perfect.
I saw a number of fans actually get like a foot above, you know, the ground. Not only were they clapping and throwing their hands up, but saw jumps going on. I mean, this place did go nuts, and Steve's call was a perfect painted picture of the scenes of Honda Center, because it was ecstatic in here.
We have a lot of texts rolling in on our text line. Thank you so much for sending us your thoughts. We're going to get to all of it on this post-game show. But before we take a break, Emerson, why don't you take this one?
I will. Thanks for that lovely pass there. I'll finish it off with a nice little tuck. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Thank you for that. We'll be right back with the post-game show.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
We're back on the post-game show celebrating a Ducks win tonight at Honda Center. And a big part of that win was Frank Vatrano, who ended the night with 3 points, 2 goals, and an assist. And he already had the chance to speak with the media down in the locker room. So let's hear what he had to say.
Go ahead.
I mean, you guys left it right up to death right there at the end.
Yeah. Sometimes that's how hockey is. You get the bounce at the right time. And PK came up big with under five, and we found a way to win this game. I thought we played a good 60 minutes as a whole team, so it's a group effort tonight.
2 goals for you tonight. How do you feel like the offense has been coming for the team lately?
Good. I think we're getting production from everyone throughout the lineup. I think certain lines are winning this game every single night, and that's what it takes for a good team, for everyone to pull the rope. So, like I said, it's a good win against a good hockey team.
You feel like that's the best 60-minute effort you guys have put together?
I think we've done it in stretches this year. I think, there's some games we play a good game, some games we kind of lay an egg. So I think it's for us to just put a consistent effort together and string some games together.
What was the concerted effort there at the beginning of the game? Because it felt like you had a lot more jump as a team than you had in previous.
Yeah, we knew that they're a tired team. They got in late last night. We know what that travel's like. For us, we just wanted to play a simple game early and kind of put it down their throat. And I think we did that for most of the game. Got away from us maybe a tiny bit, but as a whole, I think we played a great 60 minutes.
Obviously, they came out strong early in the third, but you guys had the pushback there. Just felt a little bit like the LA game, where you guys were dominating play, but not quite on the scoreboard. What do you think turned it around in this one and gave you that late push between PK and the 2 goals?
I think just stay with the course, and I think, obviously, you take a lot of momentum. PK and PP can win you some hockey games. Obviously, our PP didn't get one tonight, but, we let one in on PK, but we kill a big one with 5 minutes left, and you kind of take that momentum going to the next shift.
And for you personally, I think this is 7 goals in your last 11, starting to really fall for you. I mean, how do you kind of maintain an even keel when you get this little start, now you're so hot, and how do you want to even this out and carry it forward, I guess?
I've kind of been like that my whole career. I'll go through these slumps and then, kind of score in bunches. I've always been doing that my entire career, and obviously when I got off to the start of this year, you can kind of grip your stick a little bit too tight, but, I think at the end of the day, you don't got to worry about scoring goals. You got to worry about the things that get you scoring goals. So for me, it's just playing simple and finishing hits, and, every hockey player says, just play a simple game, and that's what I try to do every night.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank Vatrano there, speaking facts.
Yep.
Just proud of the full 60-minute effort that the team put out on the ice tonight and how they were also able to take advantage of the travel that Winnipeg had to face to come into this game on a back-to-back.
Human fax machine, Frank Vatrano. and I'm going to take the reporter's stat there without looking at 7 goals last 11 games. So that's... That's saying something, and kudos to him. I mean, he's calm, cool, and collective. When he does have run into those kind of streaky moments, those slumps, he seems to handle it, in a even keel type of manner, and I think it's bone well for him. So, look, it's so important for this Ducks team. Like, this is a Ducks team that had some games early on, 1 goal, 2 goal, and it's just, 3 goals. That's what at least you'll need against a highly competitive team in the Winnipeg Jets. So good to see.
We also got a message not too long ago talking about how some of these one-goal games the Ducks have struggled to win this year, and the fact that they were able to come back, make this comeback, and then win it by one goal, just it's huge for the morale of this group.
Yeah, and once again, it's like, what do we have to lose mentality, right? The pressure's off, you're down late, and it's just high risk, high reward. Mm-hmm. Try stuff that maybe at other times you wouldn't, and that could not even be just a skill play in particular. Just maybe you shoot it from behind the net in a last desperation attempt, and of course, the pressure within that moment got to the Jets a little bit, coughed the puck up, and pressure certainly didn't get to Troy Terry there with that nice finish.
So definitely not. Let's get to the text line. But Emerson, as we're getting to the text line, I'm going to reach down here and give you this gift that we got from one of our loyal listeners, Jennifer. She gave us the glass ketchup bottles, and it just feels so fitting tonight to have this ketchup bottle. We're sitting here holding our two Heinz ketchup bottles. Hey, clink.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That was a nice, ketchup bottle.
Thank
cheers
you, Jennifer.
There. Thank you, Jennifer. And Christmas came early, right?
Yeah.
The holidays are here. I feel it. And I'm just staring at this thing because we don't get to see this, right,
no.
In our hands very often. It's iconic. And just like Frankie Villa's, you got to keep tapping the side of that ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
It's going to come out eventually, as we saw here tonight. So thanks again. And look, just the holidays, you got to love it. So appreciate it.
Good vibes all around here tonight. First text that we have here, Hill from Buena Park. Vetrano was awesome with 4 fire emojis. The team definitely needs to re-sign him to an extension, as the team definitely needs his versatility of scoring, penalty killing, and never giving up mentality. He does have that mentality. I like that. He's a ferocious guy on the ice. He gets up in plays. He's not afraid. And we saw a lot of that tonight.
Well, you just addressed the on ice and what's leading to his success on ice. And he loves it off the ice, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
He loves California. He loves being part of this Ducks organization and all this beautiful surrounding area has to offer. So you got to know that the family of his is extremely happy. And I say sign him as well. Come on. Get it done.
Let's keep him here in Anaheim,
yep.
Especially with his buddy Truba coming here. A big part of him wanting to be here, having some familiarity there. So another text here, Vic in San Diego. It always feels good to beat a team ahead of you in the standings. We use the body sometimes a little too much, but we wore them down and made our own luck. More of this, please. Yes, the Ducks were physical once again in this game tonight. They ended the night with 27 hits. That seems to be a theme as of late. They're not afraid to use their bodies.
Well, they got to. Even though they got outshot last game, look, they put up a decent number of shots last game, 31 outshooting the Winnipeg Jets here tonight. So between the physicality, the overall hitting, it helps when the fourth line, Jansen, Harkins, and Ross Johnson are banging each and every time they're F1 and F2 on the forecheck. That always helps, that kind of depth hitting, adding to those numbers. And, yeah, they got to keep up the physicality. They got to keep up the shots on goal count. And, yeah, have that what do you have to lose mentality. This is a team that keeps coming, and you got a hunch that this game really sent shockwaves through the league, taking down this top Winnipeg Jets team. It put the league on notice, and it certainly got to think that it put the Colorado Avalanche on notice as they come into town next.
When you look ahead to the schedule that the Ducks have through the new year, it's not an easy schedule, and it hasn't been really at all in the month of December. So to get this win is just so big for the team. I know we keep saying that, but it truly is against this Winnipeg team, especially when you, as you noted, Colorado next on the schedule. You know, the last time they played them, they lost in overtime. That was early in the season. But a lot has changed since then. So good on the Ducks to get this one. And also, I'm looking here at the stats. I mean, Lacombe getting on the score sheet. Radko Gudas 2 points in tonight's game. So to see not only the output from the top 6 tonight, but also on the back end.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Gudas getting on the score sheet as he did in a big way. And that's not it. He was finding lanes to the net, getting shots. I remember you just kind of spun around, found a lane, and it went off the far side pad of Eric Comrie there. And he was a difference maker. He was playing quick, moving the puck up north quick, and getting shots through. So good on Goods.
Another text here. Best home game this season. Great effort by the guys. Maybe we should keep the Star Wars night theme. Yeah, maybe it was a little bit.
Just for the rest of the season? Just the rest of the way?
Star Wars every night. That would be ridiculous.
I'm in. As long as this Ducks team is winning. And, of course, on the promo schedule, there's so much going on. What we're trying to say is whatever we had planned, time Star Wars night. That's what we're saying.
Another text before we send it to break. Without a doubt, Ducks played their best game of the season tonight. Tonight's a night to be happy and celebrate. JoJo plays sellout. Let's go, boys. I love all these texts that we're getting here tonight.
I'm just thinking of some of the height that some of these fans got. It was outrageous. Terry scores, and boom, I see three fans get a solid foot and a half, 2 feet in the air. I'm like, our fans got some hops here.
Some good vertical in the crowd. Wow. All right, we're going to take a break. But before we go to break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be right back.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back.
Live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
See, he's been president before. I know exactly
where he is.
We've
got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
We're back with the post-game show. Another big part, of course, of this game tonight. Troy Terry getting the game-winning goal. He had the chance to speak with the media down in the locker room, so we're going to send it down there now.
You know, I just mentioned this to Frank, but you guys left it really close right there at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the last, like, 30 seconds were just so hectic with everything.
obviously got to try to clean that up 6-on-5 at the end, but overall, that I think that might have been one of, if not our best game all year, just for a full 60 minutes.
It felt like, some of the games that you guys have played, teams on the back-to-back, it's been kind of an issue trying to take the game to them, but it felt like tonight you guys really took the game to them early on.
Yeah, I mean, we had a long trip. We're able to have, a few days just to everyone get healthy and get rested, and I thought we did a really good job kind of capitalizing on that in the first period, and we've been on the other side of that when it's a back-to-back, and the other team feels like they're kind of, dictating the pace. It gets tiring come second, third period.
If I get a couple of greasy ones, when he's kind of moving like that and causing chaos, how does it open up for you and Ryan on the next line?
Yeah, I mean, he is, it's no secret how good of a shooter he is, but the little things that he does just makes me and Stromer's life easier. I mean, I could be wrong, and I'm pretty sure it was his stick up at the end too that got a piece of it. Everything he does is forechecking. He gets pucks back for me. He creates space for me. He's physical. He's really like the perfect teammate. Honestly, I mean, he blocks shots, he hits, he skates hard, and I think he had a lot of good karma coming his way because maybe they weren't going in at the start of the year. So it's good to see him bouncing his way.
How do you take an effort like tonight and kind of bottle that and keep that going moving forward to find that consistency?
Yeah, I think, at times, certain games, it almost feels like we're a little bit measured to start the game, and then, maybe just try to get into it, and then we start to realize that, we're a good team and we can play, we can kind of give it to whoever we're playing, and just trying to kind of switch that mindset and kind of start games that way. I thought we kind of just came out confident. We were making plays when there was plays there. We were getting it deep. And just kind of playing with that kind of, I don't know if swagger is the right word, but just confidence in each other right from the start.
How did you see the play develop on the winning goal?
Yeah, I mean, just a forecheck, and I think I was the first guy in, and then the puck came up the wall. So I just kind of made my way back to the front, and Frank, as I mentioned, I mean, he's such a good forechecker and was able to just get a stick on it. And when the puck came to me, I knew where kind of everyone was. They were in the corner that I was just coming from. So my first instinct was just to try to maybe hold on to it and take it to the far side where I knew there was space.
It seemed like tonight you had more ozone time and more sustained sequence of passing, longer passing sequences. What do you think was working well for you as far as breakouts, as far as ozone play?
Our breakouts were good. We were shooting the puck more, and I think we were shooting the puck with more of a purpose. We weren't just shooting it to shoot it if there was no one at the net. We were getting pucks back. We were shooting it early on when we were getting into the zone, and then once we kind of had teams, had them broken down, we weren't forcing plays. We were possessing it more, and that makes a big difference for the full length of the game.
Did this feel a little bit like the LA game? I mean, you guys were carrying play in both and look up, see that same 2-1 score. And what do you think kind of flipped it here? Obviously, really strong finish.
That's just the way it goes sometimes. Tonight it's just that's that kind of swagger I was talking about. It's just kind of having that belief that, it'll swing back our direction, and it was a tough goal to give up in the third there, but I thought we got right back to it and kept doing what we were doing.
They've got a really dangerous power play over there. Yeah. That kill right towards the end, how big was that? Just building momentum to that ended up with you guys taking it.
Yeah, it's a huge kill. I mean, even your first instinct is in that situation is overtime, and they've got a power play with 3 minutes left. With the high that we were just coming off of tying the game, and for those guys to go out there and kind of just take a breath and execute their jobs, you can tell they're all working together there at the end. And like you said, I mean, they have a really good power play, and that's kind of what drives that team. So, a big character win from a lot of different facets.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.
A big character win indeed for this Anaheim Ducks team. I really liked what he said, too. They weren't just shooting pucks. They were shooting with a purpose. And you could see that in their play tonight.
Yeah, and I also liked the, and he somewhat repeated it there, that question. But I did like the fact that the reporter last couple questions there just alluded to the fact that they were possessing the puck more, making stronger plays, carrying the play more. And I think everyone saw that, right? Just the confidence against a quality Jets team. That was the sight to see for really the full 60 minutes of play. So some kind words for his liney, Frank Vetrano there. And that was always good, too.
Troy Terry there speaking with the media. We have a couple more messages. Also wanted to get to, I put out a poll on our Duckstream Twitter at the end of the game there. Who was your MVP from this Ducks win tonight? Literally top. Oh, no, it changed. 43% Troy Terry is winning that right now. We also have some tweets. Dostal, Lacombe. I mean, the Dostal, the last second poke check was heroic. Stevie said to us on Twitter, that was a huge point in the game. I mean, there was barely any time left. And Dostal coming up big, as he always likes to do.
Legendary poke check there.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get back over to our text line. Steven from Pasadena. Go Ducks. There's no quit in this team. Young teams need to learn how to lose close before they start to win close. Hoping this is in that inflection point for these guys. If this team plays like they did in the first period and final 5 minutes, they can sustain a lot of success here in the middle of the season. Playoff push, here we go.
I'm not going to dare try to repeat that, but I love that quote, and I need you to say that again.
Young teams need to learn how to lose close before they start to win close.
Wow. Holy.
You like that one.
I
Steven
like
from
that
Pasadena.
Thanks,
Emerson
Steven.
Likes that one.
Wow, just music to my ears right there during this lovely holiday season. No, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's true. It's you like to see this team come out with the 2 points against Toronto there, right? That was a close one, but I think it sparks some confidence, right?
Yeah.
It put some confidence to the team. Hey, it's a really solid Toronto team. Came just short. We played a certain way, and I think they've pretty much mirrored that game as far as the system and game plan seen in Toronto. I think they've matched that the last two outings. And, of course, getting that depth scoring from a lot of different guys in the past two contests have really helped as well.
I also think about the fact that the Ducks last played on Saturday. They come back. They have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They're able to get some practice in. Probably helps them. You know, they come back, they get settled, get a little bit, actually get some hard practice in, and then today they have an optional skate once again, which we've gotten used to this season, but maybe it turned out in their favor today.
Maybe the boys are rewarding themselves with a lot of upcoming future optional skates. You know, especially the vets, right? They like those options,
they
right?
They do.
They can get the heat pads right on the lower back and shoulders and just take a morning to relax. I get it.
Daniel from Corona, it's nights like this that we need to remember how good at hockey we can be. Love seeing the Ducks play to their potential and get another W. The Force was with us. There it is. I like that. Star Wars night here tonight. Yeah, playing to their potential. We've seen some spurts of that this season, but this win means so much. It really does. I keep saying that, but it really means a lot to this team.
Great message, Daniel from Corona. And a shout out to all our Inland Empire Duck fans, right? There's a lot of Duck fans throughout Inland Empire, then going towards San Diego, of course. So I appreciate that. Please let us know where you're from, too. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, I like that, too. Let's see. Couple more messages. Fizz here. Best ending for a Ducks game in a long time. Gotta love the poke check from Dostal to seal the win. Yeah, we love that too. We're talking about that with Stevie's tweet. One more here. Red from Buena Park. Compared to last year, the Ducks are a much more competitive team. The Ducks weren't really generating much in the third, but never gave up and battled to the end. The penalty kill was clutch in the closing minutes. And love seeing the Ducks come out on top in these close games. Let's keep the goals coming against the Avs. Three goals. Remember what you said earlier. The Comrie note. Three or more goals. You're looking at me scared.
Okay.
Yes. No, I know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I had a jogging memory.
Just took down the Winnipeg Jets.
It was the first period. You mentioned it, too.
You're right.
The Ducks score three goals. Comrie has given up three or more goals in seven, or well, now it would be seven of eight starts this season. Seven of eight starts.
Excuse me, AD. I'm lightheaded. This Ducks team just took down the top team in the league. I'm ecstatic right now, so I'm feeling it. I just got to, you know, check myself here, and I'll be right back at it. But, yeah, no, thanks for pointing that out. Took that one out of my little tool bag there and tossed it out, so I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad you liked it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Final quack for tonight.
You know what? Colorado's coming to town. Wags over there, Chris Wagner, you know, Josh Manson. I mean, just a lot of former Anaheim Ducks players. And look, I want to take it to them. I just do. We can be friends with those guys off the ice, but not on the ice. So that's my final quack. Leave your friendship at the door there. Once you step on the ice, Ducks team, be ready to go, because this Avalanche team, they're coming. They're playing well. And leave your niceness at the door there.
I'm going to kind of piggyback off that. Friday is the start of the dad's trip for our Anaheim Ducks team. The dads are making their travels tomorrow and early Friday morning. Some will be at the skate. We're going to get to chat with them as much as we can because it's a special trip. It's starting on Friday, and then it goes into the weekend with their trip to Utah and Vegas. So they need to win for the dads on Friday. They need to come out, play like how they did today. I'm bringing it because they spoiled the Winnipeg Jets mom's trip that was happening here.
How about that? You're right. And, yeah, happy playing with all the dads on the trip. That's fun.
Good family vibes. Next time you can catch us, as I mentioned, Friday, a 7 o'clock game against the Colorado Avalanche. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. And if you want to stick around and listen to this win here tonight at Honda Center, 3-2, the final over the Winnipeg Jets, you can after the break. It was a great, great ending and definitely worth tuning back in for. So make sure to stick around for that. Otherwise, we will see you on Friday at 6:30 for the pregame show. For Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in to the postgame show following this Ducks victory here tonight. And we'll see you on Friday.
Tired of shouting Freebird at your radio? TuneIn has you covered with all the best songs from the golden age of classic rock. Head up north for some Rush prog rock goodness. Hit Detroit Rock City with Kiss's greatest hits. Head down south for more classic Skynyrd songs and so much more. Turn things up to 11 with TuneIn's exclusive classic rock hit station.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. They do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha. What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world.
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one. And I
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050-raffle.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.